Joining me now, Kate Warden, MLA, member for Sanderson. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Great, Mel. Long time no speak.
I know. I was missing you, so I thought I'd put the call out and say, can we have a chat?
Yeah, always, always. Missing you too. How are you?
Look, I'm well, and we have to start with a bit of a belated happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. I let this one slip by, Mel. There was really very little opportunity to go out and do the normal, you know, big family and friends celebration. So that was a nice quiet one. Thank you.
But that's the way we're doing things these days. And I think sometimes it adds a little bit more of a special meaning when we do just make it about, you know, who's with us in our homes and who we can connect with rather than a cast of thousands.
It does. It does. And there's always, I'm discovering a very new love for FaceTime or, you know, messenger video. It's fantastic. You know, connecting with, I woke up to plenty of happy birthday singing from very small children from here in New Zealand. It was great.
It's just beautiful. And how are you going with that connection with your family over in New Zealand? I guess a lot of people are struggling with the distance at the moment.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the only one, Mel. And I know that I was speaking to someone the other day. They've got family, you know, in the US and other places. It's really tough. And I think the biggest thing is that whenever I catch up with my daughter and grandkids, we're always planning for the next time we catch together. And we were really looking forward to a trip in October, actually, that we've all sort of said, well, it's no longer happening. It's just too hard for everybody to sort of make that coordinated. And the wedding we were all attending has actually been called off because it's just too hard. But just not knowing when you're going to be able to see. And as you know, New Zealand's on a full lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's really tough. But that video calling does make a lot of difference. And I can see, my daughter's just going crazy, three small children at home.
Yeah,
in full lockdown, you know, a little bit of air each day out the back, running in the paddock, screaming like animals. It's an interesting.
It really is.
I just get to witness it. Well, I think yesterday she made the mistake of homemade slime, and I saw the result of that. I might post you a picture later.
Yes, please.
It's incredible. The links they'll go to. I think some of the good things, though, Mel, there's some really great things coming out of it. My daughter's never had a TV, so she's one of those, you know, truly trying to get the kids doing things, and they've always had their classes outside, the dancing and the sport. But they're really becoming, my eldest grandchild, she's Emily's eight, and she's really, the cooking, you know, she's really getting into it and really enjoying it and picking up skills from her mum. And I think a lot of people are really rediscovering, you know, that me time. We've been complaining for a long time how we might sit there, and I mean, we're all guilty of it in our phones. Mm. And I think now people are really investing in that time as a family, and it's just a really interesting, just to watch that whole dynamic shift so quickly.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny what we can do when we have to.
Yeah, it's incredible what we do. And I'm enjoying it. I keep saying, well, if we go to a lockdown, my garden's going to look amazing. I might get my house painted as my husband's a painter. Might just happen.
That's right. Fingers crossed. Well, speaking of things that we're doing around our homes, let's have a quick chat about the home improvement scheme. It's a go.
Sure. It is a go, and I think there was enormous amounts of people that hopped on yesterday. I know that there has been a slight delay, I think, in getting some of the, because it's been so overwhelming, putting up some of the businesses. But if the business that you, if I'll encourage people, if the business that you've got, you've chosen and you want has said to you, they're on the scheme, just a little bit of patience around that, getting everybody in. And now that we can do all our applications, there's so many people jumped on yesterday. I know everybody I was speaking to yesterday was, you know, it's a $65 million job rescue and recovery plan all up. And the whole intention is to get the cash flowing. I know people are coming in and saying, you know, that's great, I'm going to get this job done. And I know that a lot of the tradies I know are saying they've never quoted more. Even the last time round, they got more quotes this time. So that's exciting. And I think some of that might be that people are home.
Yeah.
You know, so I just say to people, be patient. A lot of people really wanting to get in on the home improvement scheme. It is a great scheme. And it's a proven scheme. So, yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Mel, have you got your job ready to go?
Well, I'm looking at how generous it is. It seems really generous. So homeowners who spend $2,000 receive a $6,000 voucher, and homeowners that spend $1,000 receive $4,000. So, I mean, honestly, it's money for jam, it feels like.
It is. So if, if you've got that job that might cost you $5,000, you only have to put $1,000 in. I think that, you know, that's the way to look at it. If you've got a job that's worth $8,000, you put $2,000 in. It's incredible. And $8,000 does buy you... You know, that's a fairly hefty job around the house.
Yeah.
That doesn't just get that small, you know, tradie by himself, sole trader going. That'll get, you know, a slightly bigger business, you know, with maybe two or three employees. That's where the money will flow. Right the way across, it will get everybody busy. And I think if we learned something last time, tradies actually will take the work that they can, and then when they can't take any more, they'll say, you know, I can't take any more. And so that'll flow on to the next and the next and the next. So... I think it will get. I know that we've got over 1,000 tradies and small businesses have registered to be part of the business.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and there's also the the business improvement grants and the immediate work grants that we've got coming out. It's all about keeping people in jobs. Mel, there's no point getting through all of this, and we will get through all of this. I'm really optimistic. You know, I think the Territory's done a great job. I think Territorians have done a fantastic job in being disciplined, and I think I heard. It might have been Anastasia Palaszczuk say yesterday, this is about personal discipline. A lot of this, we can beat this with that personal discipline, washing our hands, minimising time outside. If we can do that, you know, the Territory is going to be a very quick to recover and be insulated from a lot of what we're seeing. I mean, who would have thought that we'd see a day when Boris Johnson was in ICU?
Goodness, yeah.
You know, this is incredible times we're living in. Where one of the superpowers of the world is currently lying in ICU from... I mean, it can hit any of us. So that's some really important stuff,
Yeah, it's very real, and we need to take it very seriously. It deserves the respect, doesn't it? We have to keep washing our hands and staying home and doing what we can to support other Territorians through things like this home improvement scheme. Now, Kate, if people are wanting to connect and apply, how do they do that?
So it's the same, I think a lot of people will know this website by now, but it's Hop on the Web. The website's got, it's www.business.nt.gov.au/recovery. Or even if they Googled, I did this yesterday to see if it came up, Home Improvement Scheme Northern Territory. That will get them up to that scheme. And applications just opened yesterday. But what people can go and do is go and do an application, get halfway through, save it. It gives them a number, you create your ID, and you can keep going back onto that. But the first thing people need to do is get their quotes. They can get one quote, they can get three quotes, they can shop around as much as they like, but get the quote they need and then hop on and do that. But they can do things simultaneously, so they can, while they're getting their quote, they can start their application. Quite a dynamic website, and I was really pleased yesterday because I thought it might be it might fall over, but it hasn't, just because of the amount of people that are so interested. It was the talk of certainly out here in my work area yesterday. Everybody that came into the office wanted to have some more details about it. We're helping a couple of people on our electorate office, Mel, do it, that don't have access at this time to a computer. We usually send them to the library. But if people are struggling, they don't have access to internet or, you know, even an email, come in and see your local member of parliament and we can give you a hand to do your application.
Brilliant stuff. So pop in and see Kate and the team. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Kate. Thank you so much for all of the information you've shared with us today, and I can't wait to see the picture of the slime.
Yeah, no, it's never a problem, Mel, and I'll shoot you that through shortly.
Good on you, Kate. You stay healthy and we'll talk again soon.
You too, Mel. Thanks very much.
Kate Warden, MLA member for Sanderson there. I'll share those details on the home improvement scheme and where you can log on there and get things underway. Mornings continues. Coming up shortly, we're catching up with Matt Hewer. Now, he's GM of Kazaley's in Palmerston. We've got some news on Caddies, the golf club in Palmerston, the Palmerston Golf Course. Of course, that has been closed, so Matt will give us the latest there. And also, we'll talk about ways that you can continue to support Kazaley's Community Club while they support our community.